This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Dairy and beef cattle are continually on the defensive about their contribution to climate change through the methane they produce, not through farts, but as we learned yesterday, through their burps. Professor Frank Mitlerner, air quality specialist at the UC Davis Department of Animal Sciences, says a second myth is that the current methods of assessing global warming are accurate, but the CO2 equivalencies just aren't there.
Power production, transportation, and so on emissions are always new and additive carbon to the atmosphere. Livestock emissions are not. They are recycling carbon from the atmosphere to plants, to animals, and back to the atmosphere.
Mitlerner says current methods overstate methane's warming potential.
Yeah, methane has a lifespan of 10 years. CO2 has a lifespan of 1,000 years. So methane that's put into the atmosphere is not just produced, it's also destroyed. And that's why the lifespan of methane is only 10 years.
So Mitlerner says, without getting too deep into the woods,
I know that's probably too much technical information for you, but it's important to understand methane from livestock is not just produced, it's also destroyed at almost the same rate. And this is something that's currently not being appreciated in public policy or in the public discussion of livestock's impact on the environment.
Listen tomorrow as Mitlerner tackles myth number three, that growing demand means an increase in the number of beef and dairy cattle.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.